Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Inquiries are underway into the malicious damage to a boundary gate at a property in the Upper Hunter. Scone Police responded to reports of a padlock and chain cut from the boundary gate of a property along the Golden Highway in Merriwar. A silver-coloured Toyota Hilux dual cab was spotted along the driveway around 2 p.m. on December 30th, 2021. The Hilux was towing a yellow-coloured car trailer and exited the property as soon as the landholder walked out the front to the occupants. A short time later, the landholder inspected his entrance gate and found damage to the padlock and chain securing it. It was cut by an unknown means. Police are urging locals to be on the outlook for anyone acting suspiciously either on foot or in vehicles. Anyone with any information is asked to contact Scone Police Station. The Upper Hunter regions are continuing to feel the strain of limited COVID-19 testing clinics and short supplies of the rapid antigen tests. The Singleton Heights testing hub at Alroy Oval will remain closed until further notice, as staffing pressures continue to put the health system to the test. Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazell says the state and health officials are working together to rectify the limited availabilities.
We've got our public health testing system is open, so we have an allocation of 2 hours there, and we're trying to get resources allocated to be able to extend those testing hours. But again, we are constrained by resources, and the more that we have close contacts and see the system under pressure from people who need to isolate, the more that we're going to have this challenge.
It is predicted 100 million rapid antigen tests will be coming to New South Wales this week, with allocations being made for regional Australia. And two men have passed away overnight after contracting the COVID-19 virus. Hunter New England Health confirmed the deaths of one man in his 60s from Singleton and another in his 80s from Lake Macquarie. It follows as New South Wales records its highest fatalities to date at 18. There were 1,115 new infections identified in the Hunter New England regions in the past 24 hours, and there are now over 22,000 active cases. Of the newly confirmed cases, 55 were diagnosed within the Upper Hunter regions. It included 23 in Muswellbrook, 18 in Singleton, and 14 in the Upper Hunter Shire local government areas.